You're really fucked.
This fucks more than anything that has ever fucked before.
You honor me by giving me gas.
Oh, unbelievable.
WJFK, FM and AM, Manassas, Washington, Baltimore.
Do you have any idea what our competition provides their listening public with?
This is what our competition plays from sunup until sundown.
Camptown races?
Records. They play records. The same records you could play on your gramophone at home. And this is what we give our audience.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The famous and unknown, the professional and amateur announcer.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
My greetings to both of you.
Radio gods, the Don and Mike Show. Copyright 1997, CBS Radio.
You people never cease to amaze me.
All rights reserved. Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation, and distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
As you all know, this show of ours is a sort of catch-as-catch-can affair with everything up for grabs.
Our kids don't even rehearse. They just audition and then go on.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
We are looking for no holds bar, total cat fight, and this will be for the singing snore Ernie. May the best mom win.
Look, you ugly, slutty bitch. You're asking for an ass-whipping.
You and your daughter had the same buck teeth because you've been inbreeding up there in West Virginia where you come from. And how about that lump of butter over there you call your mother?
You don't even know who the father of your daughter is.
The Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad. Very bad.
Thanks a buttload! Buttload! Thanks a big old buttload! Thanks a buttload!
Smashing, baby.
And if you feel impatient and you like something crass, well, all across the nation, Simon Mike really can get. Yes. So thanks a buttload, buttload. Thanks a big old buttload, thanks a buttload, buttload. For listening to Simon Mike.
They can handle the fact that every day they're confronted with the ugly side of humanity. They can handle murder, rape, and deceit. They can handle just about anything the job throws their way. Until now.
If you have a question, I know we can help you too. I want you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free. Pick up the phone now. Tell them Kista sent you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-800-636-1067. They're ready to believe you.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Nowhere, baby.
Bye-bye.
Right here, in the Hall of Champions. There you go. Hello, Robert. Robert, Robert Spiewak.
Yes.
Let's hear your timeless gag, and then yes, on with the show.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Stossel, and all the ships at sea. It's better than a nice cup of homebrew.
Hey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let me interrupt you for a sec. I knew that this didn't sound right. I got your headphones.
Oh, okay.
And you've got mine.
Oh, man. You know, I wonder, because mine weren't at the right. I thought somebody had been playing with
it. Here. Here you go.
Right, here we go. Sorry, Rob.
I can't function with your headphones. Hold on.
They're falling apart anyway.
Hold on. There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Hold on a second.
Now, let's see here. Hold on a second.
Wait. You know, this is just because we were in the production room moments ago doing our duty,
man, so to speak. Hold on. Let me just get the top of these has come off.
Why don't we get a new piece of plexiglass in here? This plexiglass, hi Buzz, is broken.
Yeah. Did they order my new headphones yet?
It is held together with one of these big paper clip things.
I kind of like the freedom, but you need that to put your stuff up there.
I need it, man. Yeah. Gotta have it.
There it is.
Okay. It's important.
Only the finest quality.
It's only been broken for 5 years, though.
Well, you know, I wonder, why do these headphones feel so weird?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yes. We did have a very busy immediately prior to the show, we had a very busy time.
Yes. Some of us did.
Yes, some of us. Some of us rallied. Some of us delivered the goods.
Some of us, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Surprise. Still no effort from Buzz. Rob, I'm sorry I missed that fantastic joke. Can I hear it again, please?
Of course, once again. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Stossel and all the ships at sea. It's better than a nice cup of homebrew. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, all right, I shouldn't have asked for it again. Thank you, Robe, and hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One, darling. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara right here. That's why we call it your cotton-picking Don and Mike Show.
Providing you with your energy for the rest of the day.
Yeah, baby. Coming to you from the studios of Dirty, Dungy, Dusty, WJFK,
mm-hmm.
A CBS radio station being mismanaged right now by the Jackal Ken Stevens. Our network is Westwood One. We have, you know, I lost count. That's a good thing. Either 53 or 54 stations.
That's excellent. That's good. We're marching towards 100.
And I don't know, something funny's going on in Sioux City, Iowa, but we'll talk about that later. Right now, I think we got 54 stations.
Good.
Our network is Westwood One. We have 4 million listeners, and we appreciate your patronage. And there he is to my left and to your right. The guy who thus far has come up as the big loser
so far
in today's pressure-packed show. Here is our friend Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Well, yeah. Thought we'd have it all together by the beginning of the show today, but some people came to play, Mike, and some didn't.
Some people delivered, and I mean really delivered, and... Well, yeah. I don't think we should give anything away, should
no.
we?
No, we don't.
We really shouldn't. We should let the audience, you know, when the time comes, they will figure it out.
When they're all done, when all of the other fellas on this show, Buzz, mm-hmm. Charlie.
Do you feel like you'll be capable of
Jimmy,
delivering at all during the show?
Cannon? Today?
Nothing yet.
But are you just not going to do it, even if you have to? I mean, well, I'm thinking that's what you're doing, and I respect your integrity as a newscaster, but I think you might be hoodwinking us.
It would be my inclination not to do it, but even if I wanted to, nothing.
Come on. Did you at least eat the right foods last night? What'd you eat last night?
Hot Italian sausage and steamed broccoli.
Well, well, listen.
I studied for the test.
If you feel something, Buzz,
uh-huh.
Come on, share it with us.
All right.
I tell you what, maybe we let yours go anonymous. Or maybe we do like in the William Kennedy Smith trial. Maybe we just put a big blue dot over yours.
I like it going anonymous. You won't be credited with yours if you deliver one for us.
Okay.
Of course, we're talking about the Incredible Science Project.
Yes.
And, a shout out to my wonderful wife, who really sometimes, in her own inimitable way,
yes.
really knows just how to just stab the dagger
Ooh.
And then pull it out. You know, she doesn't even... mean it most times.
Did the conscience of the show give you some grief about this today?
Yeah, and I know it's because she's a girl. Okay,
yeah.
But here's what she says to me.
Uh-huh.
This morning, I came in from my run. I'm getting set to take my kid to school. And I say, I got to make sure I get an extra cup of coffee today.
Right.
And I have to make sure that I have that Wolfgang Puck fat-free pizza.
Sure.
Because I've got to make sure that I can fart today.
Right.
In the microphone. And she looked at me for a second and she said... Now, you know, she's my wife.
Yes.
She's my confidant.
Of course she is.
She should be there to
right.
build me up.
Yeah, this is something that let's not, you know, I know everybody knows that we're pigs. And I know a lot of people are out there saying, hey, these guys, you know, what will they do next?
Uh-huh.
There's a little trepidation still, knowing that there's pressure.
Yeah.
There's pressure, but we have to do this for the sake of comedy.
So listen, so here's what she said to me, and this is a quote. Farida says, have you noticed your show is getting less intelligent recently? And I stopped for a second and I said, when has my show ever been intelligent, right? And she said, no, it's just recently. And then I said, oh, I know what this is. This is the farts, right?
It's a dumb thing in an otherwise fine
well,
show.
Listen, here's the thing. She's a girl, first off.
Yes.
Okay. And farts just aren't as funny to girls
no,
as,
they're not.
As they are to chaps.
Yeah, they're really not. They're at least, they may be, but women will never let you know that.
Yeah, they don't show it. Okay.
You know, that's the type of thing where a woman might repair to a different room and just guffaw.
So then I'm like put in a defensive position
right.
with my wife, right? And if you're listening, honey, the answer I would like, if I say to you, like, I'm excited about something at work,
mm-hmm.
you know what? You should say, to be a good one, you should say, hey, you're my hero. Go mm-hmm. out and slay another dragon for
sure.
me today
mm-hmm.
so I can buy some more hideous miniature Christmas trees and put them in our house because that's what the interior decorator wants, even uh-huh. though they're not in our house as Christmas trees. Yesterday, I come home and...
next to our kitchen, we got like a little breakfast bar. A lot of people got that in their houses.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There are these two miniature fir trees.
Okay. Real legitimate fir trees?
Well, they're fake, but they look fake. Real.
Okay.
They look like they are the type that you need to dig a hole and then immediately put them in the ground.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's one sitting at each end of my breakfast bar there.
For decorative purposes.
Right. I said, put those outside. Shouldn't you plant those? And she said, no. The decorator thinks that those are nice.
Ah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said? I said, well, all right. Not my cup of tea.
Will there be any holiday finery on them? Will there be anything put on them for decorative purposes?
No. It was just, because the decorator, El Bolero thought it was funny. I thought it was cute, rather.
And how does it make the room look?
Well, I made her take them down.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and then she went out, and I don't know what it is. She got these other little goofy-looking plants. Uh-huh. And I said, why are you putting plants on an area where we sit every day and eat? Put something there, and we're just going to have to move it.
Put the plants over where there's space for the plants.
Put the plants outside where there's dirt. Dig a big hole.
No plants in the house, please.
So anyway, listen, I think that I'm kind of supportive like that. She's always asking me questions about junk like that. What do you think about this or this? And most times I don't care, but I play along.
And you're saying, I know what you're saying. You're saying you needed her support today.
Well, here's what I need. I'm excited about the show. I said, hey. Right. I got to eat for success today.
Sure.
And what I expected her to say, well, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Instead it's like, have you noticed your show's getting less intelligent?
Mm. Oh, dear.
And then we got into a whole discussion about farts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said, why do you even want to do that? I said, well, first off, because we've had the same sound effects for years now.
That's the hardcore reason right there.
I said, and those farts don't have the same power that they used to when they were new.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you could say the breaking wind. Farts are like snowflakes. There is no fart that is identical to the next one.
I'm going
to
write that down.
A fart is like someone's... like your fingerprint, Mike.
Yes. They're identical. No two are alike.
Right.
And so you do get tired of playing the same ones over and over
again. So I said to my wife, so I thought... let's keep the show fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We'll record our own.
Right.
Of which I screw what my wife says. I still think that's a fantastic idea, and we're going to do it as soon as everybody on the show acquiesces.
I agree with you that it's a fantastic idea. I will also tell you, this is not the type of thing that I'm going to look forward to having brought up at the cocktail piece and what have you that I go to, but I will handle it because for the sake of comedy, this is funny, and I know this will be the thing when the family's sitting around the table that gets brought up.
So then I made the mistake just of getting into a discussion with my wife about this thing, about if the show is less intelligent, than it's ever been. And right. I don't think the show's ever been intelligent. I tried to make a point, say, listen, I think the show works when we just do stuff that's funny.
Yes.
When we don't necessarily think if it's right or wrong. And, maybe my wife is correct. Maybe this will be the moment that kills our show forever. But if that's
the
case...
Is she that heavy about it?
No. I'm totally building it up here.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure she didn't even mean anything. She just said, hey, show less intelligence because she's not into fart.
All right.
But you know me.
And you didn't...
Flair for the dramatic.
You needed a little more support.
Yeah, well, but then I didn't because I just stopped and I meditated for a moment. And I thought, fart equals funny.
And then when you came
I'm a fart lover.
When you came into the, one of the very, very rare days where I beat Don to the office today. Wow. Because I'll tell you something, I crammed for this test.
Really?
I took this test,
so to speak,
extremely seriously. And when Don got in here, I was noticing that you were feeling a little pressure. You were feeling a little, especially when some other individuals delivered the goods, you felt right. Even more pressure.
Wow.
Right. I'm sitting there trying.
I took it seriously.
Performance anxiety.
And listen, I know we weren't going to give this away, but I just want to say something. Mm-hmm. I came through 2 minutes until showtime.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Two minutes. You know what that is? That's the equivalent of John Elway.
Yes, okay? Absolutely.
That was a two-minute drive that I had.
You did a great two-minute drill.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute drill. And the pizza, the Wolfgang Puck pizza, helped you with that two-minute drill.
He's my man.
There you go.
He is my man. Listen, I got to share it with you.
He brought in the wrapper.
I brought in the box.
Look at that.
Wolfgang Puck's grilled vegetable cheeseless pizza. Okay? New fat-free. This baby's only 200 calories, but it makes my butt explode.
And it tastes good.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
A hand-stretched sourdough crust made with honey, covered with a savory tomato, a basil, and garlic sauce.
Basil's big. Basil's very good.
My man Wolfgang, the puck man.
The puckster.
The pucker. The man of Puckstinia. Tops it off with an appetizing combination of grilled vegetables, including tender eggplant, Italian zucchini,
bro,
and sweet red bell peppers.
Yeah.
Yes, Buzz?
He's my man. Well, oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally turned your microphone
the
off.
The pizza
there,
box pushed the button. Do you get that in stores? Is that where you
yes,
find
it? Yes, you get that at Fresh Fields.
I'll have to try to remember that.
You want us to make you one before the show's over?
You got one handy?
Hello.
No, I'm full.
Don and Mike show. It's good. It fills you up.
Sounds good.
It's not fattening.
Yeah.
Makes you explode.
I unfortunately didn't go a healthy route to study for my test. I started the morning with fried eggs. Anybody familiar with eggs and hats and coats? You ever hear of that?
Uh-uh.
You cut a little circle in the bread, and then you take that circle out, and you put the fried egg in there, and you fry it in a pan, and then you fry the circle of bread, you fry that, and you put it on top of the egg. And it worked.
Sure did. Not as good as Wolfgang Puck.
No. I will tell you, I was proud of you. I was very proud of you.
That's like hitting a home run at the bottom of the ninth.
We're giving away our secrets here because we're so proud of each other.
But listen, you're not going to hear all of the various sounds
right
until everyone's participating.
Yeah, we don't want to be spotlighted here.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Now, honey, where are you?
Frida Source.
Oh, boy.
Is not available. Hmm. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Honey, it's me. How are you doing? Running the show that's less intelligent these days. I just want to say hi. Tell you I love you. I tell you the pressure's off.
Congratulations, Don.
I hit a great one.
You should be proud of your husband, Frida.
I hit one out of the park today.
Oh, man, I tell you. He was... I guarantee after that he's batting cleanup.
Oh, hold on a second. Is this her calling right now? Hello?
Hello, geniuses.
Hello, honey.
Hello,
you know, I want to tell you something, Frida. You're very supportive, and I love you. You know that when I've been down, you've always been there for me. But today, that was a real bummer, baby.
Sugar Bear, you know what? You tell me that I'm not supportive, and I just made a little comment. I don't, and I try, and I still about how to phrase something to you because I know how sensitive and
right
your emotions are.
Yes.
But and so and then I immediately back off and say, you're right. You know, I was just throwing it out there. But then you tell me how supportive you are, and you made me take those trees back.
Oh, well, those trees are ugly.
And that, but and I don't mind taking those back, but you don't, you're not the, you know, mince your words around me.
All right, now hold on a second. I think I just said moments ago that you are very supportive, and you're always there for me.
And they're topiaries.
Pardon me?
Topiaries. And you know, they're very big and for decoration.
What's that, a smoker's tooth polish?
A topiary?
Topiary. They're very, very popular.
Listen, I don't understand why we need to have fur trees at our breakfast bar.
And Sugar Bear, yes, we eat at the breakfast bar, but we eat at the kitchen table, too, and we put flowers on the kitchen table.
Right? I'm not for that either. I'm kidding.
Wherever there's food, clear all the foliage away.
I'm kidding. Listen, you're very supportive. I love you. I couldn't be where I am without you.
All right, and you're very intelligent.
Yes, I am. I am, and this show is just as intelligent as it has ever been.
We're capable of dealing with a myriad of topics on this program.
I just thought that it'd been a lot of focusing on sports lately.
Listen, and I just said you must be listening at the wrong time of the show.
Well, and I agreed with you. And I dropped it.
So I can't help with it. You know, like, for the first hour of the show, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've discussed farts every day.
Have we really?
Well, no, just the last 3 or 4 days.
All right.
It's just been very intensive couple of days.
I value your wife's role as the conscience of this program, but this is not an issue where conscience should be brought into play at all. I think this is simply comedy for comedy's sake.
I agree.
And as for this particular contest?
Yes.
Very funny. I like this contest in itself.
Yes.
I just meant... In general, has there been a lot of, you know, more than usual? The usual 50% of your show, has it maybe been...
No, well, listen.
75?
Here's the answer that I would give you to that.
What?
Can I help it that Rosie O'Donnell says that she had diarrhea for 5 days before Barbra Streisand went on her show?
She said it.
How can I avoid that, honey?
And then when we take phone calls, I know yesterday there were like several phone calls in a row where a guy was talking about bathroom humor. And that just happened. We can't always control that.
It's the holidays.
Yeah. All right. Well, I agree with you, Boo Boo, and I backed right down. But I'll tell you something else.
Okay, good.
It's not... I'm not speaking for all women, but it really doesn't make me laugh as much as you.
I know, and I understand that. That's something about your genes.
But no, I don't want you to think that women go in the other room and then laugh.
Oh, no, listen, there are women who laugh at farts. Well, I know there are.
We got called yesterday.
Sure there are.
Ellen, probably.
Ellen? What is Ellen? Wait, is that a lesbian comment?
It's just that it's not very womanly.
My wife doesn't find him that funny, I'll be honest with you. Certainly doesn't find
not
him as
your
funny
face.
As me.
Not to
my
your face.
I've never seen her really, you know, just go, ah! It's more like, get out of here.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, it's really, that's the only reaction I've ever seen.
But even when you hear that.
Yes, it's a payoff.
Right, that in a way is like... If you were running a sitcom that had Webster on it, you know, if the woman came in and said, oh, get out of here, you'd have, you know, the canned laughter.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Wah, 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 wah.
And, you know, my mom and my sister the same way. It's never taken away from the family moment of humor.
Well, honey.
You know, but I don't get it. Because if it's funny, if it came from a Supreme Court judge or somebody like that.
It's funny if it comes from
anybody.
But just. When if you're sitting there and you're a regular guy that can do it on demand, it's not that funny.
Oh,
it's funny if you're singing opera and you let one go.
Listen.
It's funnier if you're singing opera.
Yeah, and I just got to explain it to you, honey.
In fact, I'd double over if I heard like Luciano in the middle of one of his terrific arias.
Imagine when he rips one. Oh,
I never
God.
Nessun dorma.
Honey, when a guy sits alone. A guy doesn't necessarily laugh at himself.
Yeah.
Not always, Mike.
Not always.
Not always.
It depends on the environment.
You know, and sometimes the same payoff, like if you're in a car, even if you're in your car by yourself,
right.
And you let one go, and they go, oh, 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 and you got to roll down all the windows
sure,
right away.
Sure, sure.
Right. Same thing.
Yep.
Same thing, because even when it's bad, it's good.
Yeah,
but I guess my point is, but when you put guys together...
Yeah, and another guy laughs at the other guy.
In groups of more than two, much like in the animal kingdom...
Sure.
That's when we laugh.
I'm sure the animals do, too.
The animals laugh?
Oh, animals got bad farts. That's why they're animals.
Yeah, and then usually silent.
You don't laugh when Brandy does it.
Oh, only because hers are killer.
Yeah.
But I'm laughing about it now.
Yeah.
I'm laughing about it now.
Sure, you're here.
But you don't laugh when it happens.
My dog, Brandy, has death farts, and she will wait until she comes upstairs, and, you know, it's always on the night she's going to sleep on my side of the bed.
Dogs are notorious.
That she just cuts loose.
Right.
But no, honey, you know what? Even in that moment of gagging, even in that moment... There is something kind of funny about that.
Sure. It's annoyance and funny.
Right. Well, listen, I love you.
All right, I love you too, Boo-Boo.
I love you.
All right.
I love you.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Hey, honey?
Yes.
Got something for you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you.
All right. Well. And it's the sound.
Hello.
The sound's the thing.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I go to Clemson in South Carolina, Clemson University.
Yes.
Rita's alma mater.
That's right.
And there's an English professor here who teaches a class called American Humor. His name's Dr. Stedman. He says that the fart is the source of all American humor.
Yeah, I guarantee you that I would agree with that.
He teaches that in a class.
He's qualified to teach that class.
Hello, Donna, my wife got such good grades at that school.
Man, if I could teach a class like that, I'd get a master's degree.
Hello.
Hi, I was just calling to let you know that it's, if you want noise, tomatoes loosen the sphincter. So tomatoes on your pizza is what is giving you the noise. If you want smell, it's broccoli and cauliflower.
See, the clinical, it's lost on me.
Right. See, that's not funny.
That's not funny, you see, because you're a woman doing this.
No, I love it.
Do
I
you really?
Farts.
Tomatoes loosening the sphincter just kind of makes me go, dee.
Do you love farts?
Rob's laughing.
How much do you love farts?
I love them a lot.
Really?
I like to crop dust.
What is that?
You know, when you have someone in the room and they're unsuspecting and you have silent ones and then you just...
Rob does.
And
you know something?
The room.
I take back my sexist comment.
Yeah.
You are.
She's
welcome.
A guy.
You are welcome to the club.
Underneath her girl parts, she's a guy.
Crop dusting is the funniest comment I've heard in a long time.
We are going to change the topic just for a moment.
Yes, good.
Because we are going to wait until everybody on the show participates.
Charlie Broyhill?
Charlie Broyhill, that is momentarily.
Yeah.
That's any second now. We're going to get it from Broyhill. Here is Mr. Broyhill now. Look at that smile on his face.
I've been trying to build up one, and it's not happening.
It's the pressure.
I feel so bad.
It's the pressure. Wow. Just try to make it just like a normal day, and you'll deliver. Okay.
Hello. Don on my show, Cannon was just telling me that he had, I don't know, something like 3 triple cheeseburgers today. And some kind of egg dish this morning. What did you have, Cannon? Come here, Cannon. What did you...
Cannon. We hope that you live up to the name of Cannon today.
Actually, I started off the morning with some waffles, some log cabin syrup. Then I had some oat bran, crackling oat bran.
And how many double cheeseburgers?
Actually, 3 triple cheeseburgers.
3 triple cheeseburgers. We'll expect you to deliver by 4 o'clock.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Fern Moody. I was just calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, hello.
Yeah,
hi.
I was just calling to say that I think all women, you know, I don't care what you are, I think everybody enjoys a good fart, or at least the sound of one.
Sure, that's...
I mean...
That's music to my ears.
I know it. Well, listen, I was brought up with 3 brothers.
Well, see, that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, maybe, but my mother was the same way.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Well, it's a hot topic.
It sure is.
On the show, but we'll wait until everybody comes through with the goods.
Good idea.
And then we'll play you the tapes, and we'll have a contest today to decide, you know, whose fart goes with who.
Who can you identify?
Right, yeah. And we'll give away some prizes. Oh, also today on the show, we have another trip to New York City.
New York City!
Yeah, baby! To give away another HBO trip. The trip is to New York for a weekend on December 19th. And got a different way we're going to be giving that away today.
You know, fight aside, to be in New York at this time of year is terrific. It's a great place to go during the holidays.
So you will want to stand by for that. Oh, and listen, I know that this is going to be the long start of something I'm going to continue throughout the year, so I will keep this brief. Last night, I had the first meeting for my son's basketball league.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm coaching his team this year, again, in the 11 to 12-year-old category.
Yeah. That's the type A coaches league that you're coaching in, right?
And I just want to say, I know some of you guys listen to the show. Some of you guys that are the coaches in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys were just huge jerks last night at this meeting. You know, they cram like 60 guys, okay, into this elementary school cafeteria.
Right.
Where we're all sitting on the little chairs, and we've got to go through all of the various rules and regulations because it's a county thing.
Right.
So you've got to make sure that you know all the safety stuff about the buildings, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's an hour and a half.
Wow.
Okay? It's like 8:30, quarter till 9. We're ready to go. They've got the head of the referees, and he comes up and he says, we're going to enforce the rules a little tougher this year. Keep in mind, these are 11 and 12-year-old kids that are playing, and they're being reffed by teenage kids.
Right. Yes. It's a lot of fun.
Right? Well... You get guys who are standing up then, and this is just the worst. You're sitting there waiting for the meeting to end, and they go, do we have any questions? And, of course, guys putting their hands up. And everybody else in the room goes, oh, God. You got guys standing up already saying, what do you do if you've got a ref that's not calling the 3 seconds in the lane?
Oh, God.
What do you do? I want to know how you're going to be calling this year,
right?
The over and back. I want to know because I got to tell my team. Now, keep in mind, we haven't had the draft, of which I'll be screaming about next week on the show.
What's an over and back?
That's when you take the ball. You're not allowed to take the ball over the center line and then take it back.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay? And the refs had a problem calling that last year in a couple of games.
Right.
So guys are real hot about that. And 3 seconds is you can't have the ball in the painted part for more than 3 seconds.
So this is the end of the 90 minutes when guys were starting talking about this stuff, right?
Right. And it's so stupid. These are all guys like you and me,
mm-hmm.
guys who got jobs, guys who have got lives,
right.
guys who are supposed to be doing this, you know, to be with their kids. But they're guys who, for whatever reason, take it way too seriously.
It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is in the 90s.
And I enjoyed the role that I played last year
yes.
as the smartass
yeah.
who still managed to win the division.
There you go.
And by smartass, I don't mean smartass like I am here on the radio.
Right.
Because you'll find this very hard to believe, but my team last year was the best behaved team.
Wow.
We didn't have any technicals. Cool. We didn't have any kids get thrown out of games.
Great.
We didn't have any crap go on. We really emphasized sportsmanship, and we still managed to win a bunch of games.
Beautiful.
But when I say it was an a-hole, I was an a-hole with the other coaches.
Right. Good.
Where I would walk up to another coach at the end of the game and say, hey, nice game. You are a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that right to a guy's face.
Good. Right.
Say, you know, come on, man. Isn't your job competitive enough anyway?
Yeah.
You know, but these guys, for whatever reason, I just wanted to announce it started again.
Okay, so it's going to be a long season.
Yeah, but I know that everybody's listened to it last year.
Right.
And I'm going to try to keep it to a minimum this year.
There you go.
I promise I'll try.
But you're competitive.
Keep us posted.
You're very competitive, yes. And you were happy with your record, and that's a tough record to live up to.
That's why this year I've got the only person other than myself more competitive than me. It'll be Charles Broyhill.
Yeah.
He's going to be my assistant coach this year on the team.
He's feeling the pressure.
So we're going to take those little boys to a level they've never been to before.
Winning, baby. Win, baby.
Yeah. So anyway, I just got real pissed off sitting there last night, and I was debating. You know, first off, everybody looks at me because I arrived there late, even though I split a couple minutes early last night. I still got to the meeting late.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these guys sitting there, and I come walking into the room at 20 after 7. Right away, every eye's on me already.
Sure.
You know, then I go to sit down, and I know that they're all looking at me going, huh, that's the disc jockey.
Yeah.
There he is. There's the DEEJAY. There's Mr. Big Mouth right there.
All the but you can handle it. You can handle the pressure.
Well, I don't know, Mike. We'll see. I'm trying to handle the pressure.
It's not like you're paranoid or anything.
But no.
But they're all looking at you.
Listen, they are. They are.
Yeah.
I know it. And they all
you know,
wanna...
And you know what they say behind your back.
Oh, don't I? Can they say it a lot, Mike?
They say it a lot.
Damone.
Well, thank you for
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Thank you for picking up on that one.
So that started again.
But that's
that nasty cycle of being a good parent has started again.
What is Charles Broyhill, if you can say specifically, what will he be bringing to your team this year?
He will be bringing
I don't know.
Thank you for answering that question.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
He's going to be my helper.
Yeah. There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi. He's going to be my little buddy. I'm going to be Gilligan. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to be a skipper. He'll be Gilligan.
Skipper!
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
All right, you know what I'm really going to have Broyhill do, really?
Mm-hmm.
When we find out what kind of team we have,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let him draw plays and junk like that.
Hey, Don, you know? I had a question.
I see myself as more of a Jimmy Johnson type, not to totally elevate this from 11-year-olds to pro sports, but...
Yeah, you got that Lawrence Phillips guy straightened out. You see that? He's already talking to the guy, you know?
I see myself more of as Jimmy Johnson, not so much hands-on.
You're going to be taking the troubled youngsters in the league and elevating their play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Don, I had a question.
Yeah.
Something that I've always wondered. I don't know if you'll answer it. What celebrity does Frida resemble?
Tootie from The Facts of Life.
I don't get it.
No, my wife's cute. My wife's good looking. I think she looks like a young Linda Ronstadt.
All right.
Don't say the Sigourney Weaver thing, Mike, because Sigourney Weaver,
yeah,
she looks like she's doing that thing where she puts her finger down her throat to throw up.
Really?
She's looking way too skinny. Mike thinks my wife looks like Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
I just saw her in a really nice picture, and she looked really good.
So I think she's hot.
I said that, and then I regretted saying it ever since I said it, because Don did not like the look of one Sigourney Weaver.
I took it personally. Sigourney Weaver, boosh. You know, put 30 pounds on her.
She's cut. She's actually done a lot of working out.
Yeah.
Well, a young, nubile Sigourney Weaver I can handle, but...
Now, listen, stick with the Linda Ronstadt.
See, I haven't seen the movie, so I haven't seen the Sigourney Weaver. So I'm retracting the Sigourney Weaver now, since it's caused so much upset. And I will simply say, the young Linda Ronstadt.
And if that means my wife's going to turn into Linda Ronstadt as she is today, then I take the Sigourney Weaver. Okay? But I don't think there's a chance that's going to happen.
No. And that movie not doing too well, right? That Alien?
Yeah. It's not doing nothing.
No.
I mean, it's not doing anything.
That too.
Hello?
You seen it?
Hey, Don, Mike.
I ain't seen it.
Rob A., Cannon, the whole group.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Tim Curtis, I'm a basketball official.
Yes, buddy.
Don, as a basketball official, I just appreciate so much your comment about you putting the other coaches in their place.
Oh, but they hate me for it. Listen, I swear to God they hate me for it.
All right.
Well, that's fine, but I can tell you as an official, I love you for it, because coaches that treat their little kid like that, and I've gone from being a parent coach to just a coach to now being an official, and I do college ball also. But I can just tell you that, especially with the little kids, I hate coaches that berate and beat up their kids, you know. You've got to remember what this is all about. It's for the kids, not for...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that.
To take their kids to championships.
We had to have a rule on the sideline last year. And this is what's so weird with me doing this, mm-hmm. okay? I had to have the no Jesus Christ rule on the sidelines last year
right.
for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because... You know, nothing would kill one of these kids more. He goes up to make a shot. He doesn't make it. And Dad goes, "Oh, Jesus Christ."
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen that before. Yeah. It's not good for the kids.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I know how to convince your wife that farts are funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting.
You got to put her in the Dutch oven, man.
You know, we knew that it would be that worthwhile a comment.
That'll make it,
you know, when a guy pauses because he wants us to go, how do you do that?
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
So you should please. Be proud.
He is.
And you know what else my wife and I were watching today, as long as I'm talking about my wife? We were watching Austin Powers
yes.
on pay-per-view today. And although I love all the tapes, and we certainly have embraced, I've got to say what I said when the movie first came out, the first day I saw it,
mm-hmm.
that movie...
Smashing Baby.
In the whole movie, there's about 10 minutes of funny stuff.
It's just like, it's very similar to The yeah. Nutty Professor. There are segments of The Nutty Professor that are good, but as a whole, the movie is not all that funny.
Well, I think The Nutty Professor, as a movie, is funnier
oh, yes.
than Austin Powers.
Yeah, but they're both... The similarity occurs because Austin Powers, as a whole, not that great, just like The Nutty Professor. Austin Powers has a lot more dead time than The Nutty Professor.
Yeah, and the thing with Austin Powers is that we play the tape so much,
yep.
and I find myself doing it all the time. Even in real life, you know, Smashing Baby.
Yeah. We've made him a cult hero.
Yeah, baby. It's like, I got all excited. I said to my wife, oh, look, Austin Powers, come on, watch it with me. Watch it. Let's have fun. And it was on for about 10 minutes. Boy, this movie sucks.
As you said before, it would be a great Saturday Night Live skit.
A good skit, yeah.
It would be, you know, just to have about 5 minutes of it is fine, but when you do it in a whole feature movie, no.
Hey, you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to let you guys know, I think you're hilarious. I've been listening to you on
thank
my
you.
Way home in the afternoon, and obviously I'm a girl, and I think farts are just a riot.
Well, God bless you.
And I was listening just a few minutes ago, and the girl that talked about crop dusting,
yes.
we call them SBDs.
Silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha.
Keep it up. You guys can't play WAV files over the air, can you?
You mean like from a... No, we can't. Why? Yeah. Why? What do you want us to play?
Well, no, I have two that I thought you would find funny.
You know what a WAV file is? It's like if you go on the internet and they have sound bites.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can download right. them and that's yeah. a WAV file.
A yeah. WAV file?
WAV period.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. You can't play them though, right?
No, can't
okay.
do it.
Darn, because right. I had two great ones. Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. One more call. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Donnie.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Mike.
Hello there.
Hey, I wondered if you guys had ever played Dutch Oven lately.
We just had some guy call us about that.
Oh. It's a lot of fun.
All right. All right. Well, I'll give you the same response. There you go.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, buddy. So listen, when we come back from this break,
yes.
we have a mail to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell you about the trip to New York.
That New we're York be City!
Be giving away on today's show, but not the normal way.
Okay.
Not by listening to the whole show, although we certainly want you to listen to the whole show. We're going to give it away in a different way.
Good.
And also some talk when we come back about something that may be going on at our station in Sioux City, Iowa.
I don't want a controversy.
we've had some conflicting reports, Mike.
Really?
Yes, about things that may be going on there. And someone from our show called the program director of that station today who would only answer in a very cryptic way.
Oh, dear.
About the future of our show there. And I know that, you know, Sioux City, we got some great numbers there at KKMA.
Yeah.
Right? And they've embraced Dennis Murphy at KKMA in Sioux City, Iowa.
Boy, there's trouble. It's radio, guys.
So what I heard was that... that either there was something in the newspaper where they said they were going to can us, or that they were actually getting on the air and announcing that they are going to can us.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So someone from this show, who shall remain nameless, Charles Broyhill, called the program director, and the program director said very cryptically, well, I haven't heard that. It's not anything that I know about.
Oh, okay. God. You know, we didn't just fall off the turnip truck, right, buddy.
And as soon as Broyhill said that to me, I said, well, that's, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
That's doublespeak. Yeah. So I'm not really sure exactly what's going on there. And maybe if any of our listeners in Sioux City have the, if there was an item in the newspaper or.
This
or,
is the town that embraced Dennis Murphy. Right. I can't imagine that they would be doing
or
this.
Or if there's been something on there. And there's also the total chance that this is absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Right. But because we didn't get the answer today from the program director,
right,
you know, because he gave us that kind of skitsy answer,
sure,
we're not really sure what's doing. So we also have to get to the bottom of that today.
Sounds like a controversy.
Not to mention that there's incredible pressure on some members of this staff to come through now in the clutch.
Guys, I want to see some effort made.
Buzz.
Yes?
Buzz, I want you to do some deep knee bends now.
Knee bends. Rob?
Yes?
I want you to jump up and down in place.
I've already done mine.
You mean the one that you told me about?
Yeah.
That's the one you're standing by?
That's not your best effort, Rob.
You're very true.
Yes,
very
Rob.
True.
That's what I'm talking about, Rob. I'm talking about putting another one in there.
Rob, you know? We want you to give us better than your supposed best.
Right.
And we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
This map shows the location of every registered alien on Earth at any given time, some of them under constant surveillance. Everyone on those screens is an alien. In public, they're as normal as you are, but in private, well, you'll get the idea.
Oh, man.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, no, it makes perfect sense. When I was in third grade, everybody told me I was crazy, but I knew our teacher had to be from like Venus or something like that.
Ms. Edelson, Jupiter, actually. Well, one of the moons.
The two guys that CBS refuses to welcome home, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you know, they're having a big party today at CBS TV up in New York because, you know, they won.
Yeah, that's right. Let's hear it for CBS.
Can you believe that?
Yes. All the crap that we gave him and all the crap that Letterman gave him?
No, what I mean. Yeah, rightly deserve it. I couldn't think of one show on CBS that I watch.
You're not a Touched by an Angel fan?
Well, yeah. Okay, maybe one, Mike.
Of course.
And the show with Major Dad.
There you go.
Whatever. What's the name of that one? Anybody?
I don't even know.
Promised Land.
Yeah,
Promised
I watch it every week.
And, of course, Cos.
Yes, Cos. Yeah. You know, hey, you know, when Cosby comes to a network, it's Katie Bar the Door.
That's right. How can that be? Boy, you know, they must be just shooting themselves at NBC, right? I mean, they've got no shows on CBS, yet right. Somehow they managed to win the November sweeps, which really...
Sybil, of course. We have to give credit where credit is due.
They don't mean anything to sweeps, because it's not an accurate representation of what people really watch every day, because they stuff all that crap in, like, the month of November.
And that's how CBS won, with movies and specials and that kind of thing, not by regular scheduled programs.
Which is cool, though. I mean, they won. They won fair and square. No, I always root for the underdog.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. CBS is number one. I didn't know that.
Can anybody name any of the specials that they won with?
They had some movie, some Sunday night movie that really pushed them over the top.
They always got a Sunday night movie.
Hallmark
that's
Hall of Fame.
Like, for old people.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
That's what did it.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Sioux City.
Yes, hi.
How you doing? I'm just letting you know, if the KKMA takes you off the radio, that's the worst thing they could ever do. Hopefully they can take Imus in the morning off. Because they got them in early in the morning, and that's pointless.
Well, I'm sure he's driving the station's numbers down tremendously in morning drive, but we only care about our show. And if you haven't heard anything on the air on that station, maybe the reports that we are getting are of an erroneous nature.
But I'll tell you, what you said about the program director talking to Charlie Broyhill, that does sound like cause for concern.
He definitely had an answer that didn't sound like yeah, hey, no problem.
It's going to be a
sounds
stunt.
Like PD speak.
I think it's a stunt?
Hello? Oh, I hope not. Yeah. I hope it's not a stunt.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you guys catch Kathy C. Gifford last night on Letterman? She stuck her foot in her mouth again.
Oh, that was a rerun, you know.
Oh, no, I don't watch Letterman, so I thought it was an original.
Yeah, it was a rerun where she was saying a whole bunch of nice stuff about Frank.
Said he was a zillion years old.
Leno's not reruns, though. Leno's actually live shows.
Hello?
Right, yeah, right.
Hello?
I wasn't awake for any of them.
You know, it always confuses me when I'm watching David Letterman, and I was a couple of nights ago, and it was a repeat. And so I went over to Leno to make sure, because, you know, you always think that they're taking vacations at the same time. So you have to get your bearings to know whether...
Yeah, to figure out if it's a real one or a fake one.
You realize how generic those shows all are, because you have to wait and wait and wait until he comes up with a one-liner talking about anything that's really relevant, and then I realized it was...
Before you ream that out so bad? Do you know how many people still don't know when we go on vacation?
That's good.
That's great.
There's a lot of people, especially now.
Listen to me. Jump right in and get it. That's good. Yeah. Hey, but I'm capable. I can do that. I am entitled to do this. I am two-faced.
You're right. You just reamed Jay Leno for that.
That's right.
The thing that used to be the tip-off was when Rob would deliver the State of the Union address before each bit played.
Oh.
You know, Rob was doing like his own show before each bit would play.
Back in 89,
right.
I remember the boys. They came in. It was a hot day. It was a sultry day.
So then I just said, hey, shut up. Just play the tapes.
It's the way to do it.
And so, listen, a lot of our listeners know it and don't like it when we go away, just like we don't like it when our favorite shows are gone.
Right.
We don't have any favorite radio shows, but when our favorite TV shows are gone.
Yeah. Sure.
But it's the much the same thing you're talking about.
Nobody likes repeats.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi,
hello.
Mike.
Hey, hi.
I use my farts as weapons. And I teach elementary school. And, of course, when somebody farts in the room and let out this deadly little solid fart and then walk away and go do something else. And
Do they know? I mean, do they know it's you?
A salad fart.
They never suspect it's the teacher.
The crop duster.
Right.
Teacher's salad fart.
What?
The teacher's salad fart.
They never expect it's the teacher. And then they're all looking at each other, and they're all trying to contain themselves and so forth, and then they're miserable.
And in a silent, powerful way that gives you enormous satisfaction to cope with the...
satisfaction, I'll tell you what.
The stress of the day. I'm sure that helps you cope.
It does help me cope.
That's good.
It's thank you.
Well, I miss you when you go on vacation.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Teach.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we all feel the same way about that. When we were kind of humoring her, but we kind of think, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, farting in front of the kids.
No, I don't think it's that bad. Hello. As long as it's not my kid's school.
Yeah, right.
As long as it's not your kid's school.
Right.
The one thing
right.
The school board hasn't cracked down on yet. Yeah.
Cracked down.
Hello. Get it? You said cracked down. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, listen, for teachers, if you got to do that thing that the guy did with the card up in first class, if you got to do that to get your class's attention or to regain order, I say do it.
Teachers are so handcuffed nowadays that they can't do anything in the classroom anymore. So if that's their little secret weapon just to make it through the day.
More power to you, Teach.
Why not?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Say, this is Paul over by Sioux City.
Yes, Paul. Hello.
I just thought I'd call and say, if KKMA takes you guys off the air, we're going to have to revolt, I think.
Well, you are revolting already.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bada bing.
No, of course, I didn't mean that. Not much. You know, I don't think we've gotten any calls about this.
They don't seem to be very concerned. You know, usually when something like this happens, the people at the radio station...
Yeah, they all go into spin control.
Yeah, they're the last people to communicate.
Right? So maybe there really wasn't anything in the newspaper, and maybe they weren't really running anything on their air, and maybe their program director was just being that reptilian program director way.
Or maybe they're all in hiding now because they actually have plans to do it tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, Clemson, South Carolina here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, my wife, she kind of gets on me all the time saying guys are kind of crazy about with the farting and all that. But, you know, biggest thing is whenever I pick my nose and have it in the wind and I tell her I'm doing a 65 mile, and she said, what do you mean 65 mile? I said, well, hell, I got my finger out the window doing 65. I can't get it off.
You know, Mike, I think that stereotype about people from the South is just not applicable in this modern day and age.
It is so totally unfair. It is so completely unfair.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, bud.
Thank
all
you
right.
So much for sharing.
Bye-bye. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up, guys?
Hello, my friend.
Hey, I work in a nightclub in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And there'll be like a guy talking to a good-looking girl. And I'll walk by them and I'll let one loose, right? Walk away a little bit and stand there and watch.
I never thought I never thought that I would tire of this subject matter. You know, I think playing them is never gets not funny, but hearing about them for the last, for every single call that we've received today is getting a little bit tiresome for me.
But this is great, because these good-looking girls, right? They look at this guy like, hey, he's in there talking to me and just cut a fart. Now, what's up with that? It's just funny how the girls react to it.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Listen, people just want to help. They hear a topic that they think that they can contribute to.
Absolutely. And everybody can. And the thing about this topic, everybody can contribute to this.
Everybody's got a goddamn story they want to tell us. Hello? Don and Mike show, but thanks for the call, buddy. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
I hate it when people say that.
Yeah, well.
Why not just tell me your name and your address, sir?
Well, I can tell you I'm Roger.
That's not necessary, Roger. Gotcha. You don't have to do that. He was kidding.
I'm just trying to speed things along. There's nothing I hate worse than listening to a guy like Rush Limbaugh, where the first 10 minutes of the call are, hey, and it's all the snappy stuff that people have learned. First-time caller, long-time listener, big-time supporter, always been there in your corner. All my radios turned to your station. You the man. Love your show. Big-time support. You know, it's like, God, get to the point.
All right.
So don't take it personally.
Point is, you guys kick ass.
Thank you.
FMA. KKMA knows that, and their lines are jammed, and I can't get through to find out the real beef.
Neither can we.
All right. Well, thank you.
We love you guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye. Mike, that was a first-time caller, but a long-time listener.
Love your show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi, and the other thing that just, I know I've mentioned this before, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Dr. Laura, thank you for taking my call. Yes. Like, listen, what is she there to do?
That's her job.
Yeah. To take your telephone calls. Mm-hmm. Dr. Laura, thank you for coming off your big high seat to take my little telephone call.
Dr. Laura should be saying to her listeners, thank you for calling me, otherwise I don't have a show.
Thank you for making a show where a woman gives advice about the smallest, stupidest stuff in life. Thank you for making Dr. Laura a multimillionaire with advice that you could get from the thing at the beach where you put a quarter in it and says, tell me my fortune. You ever listen to Dr. Laura?
Yes, I do.
Dr. Laura, here's my moral dilemma. And, you know, and it's always something real basic.
She's a very angry woman, I think.
My child picks his nose and eats it at the dinner table.
Are both parents sitting at the dinner table when the child is sitting there?
That's the first. And then if she says something, Noel, I'm divorced, then right away you get a lecture from Dr. Laura.
There you have it. You see, in a single-parent home, that's the way it's going to work.
Imagine that. She gets. See, the difference is she busts people's balls just like we do.
Right.
But because she does it in a way that is supposedly under the guise of being helpful.
Yes, clinical.
Nobody gets mad at her.
Right.
You know, another thing that pisses me off, as long as we're on the topic, I watched, what was it we watched last night? It was Channel 7?
Ellen?
No, after Ellen. The news show that was on after Ellen, they had a disgusting story about this guy who was happily married and everything and had a little kid.
Yeah.
And his wife was having the baby.
Oh,
and,
God, I watched this on Primetime Live. Right. This is about the guy that actually...
So he takes a videotape of his wife having the baby.
Drug the woman. Yeah.
She goes to watch the videotape, and she sees that this guy has given women that drug that knocks them out.
Yes.
And he's had sex with the women, and this perv has taped it, and he saved it on his videotape.
There were three women on this videotape.
Now, I say to you, if we had that topic come up on this show,
right,
we'd react the same way. We say, oh, God, you know, that's sick, blah, blah, blah. We would be lambasted for it. And we wouldn't put it on the air, okay? Right. A guy drugging a woman and having sex with her to the point where they said in the videotape the women appeared to be dead.
Yes, they didn't look like they were. They were motionless, and he used that drug that they sell. Rufinol. Went over the border down in, what's it called?
Rufinol, or roofies for short.
And they go over the border in Mexico, and they get these drugs, and they drug women.
So even if we had approached that topic, you know, right away it would be, oh, shock jocks talking about something off limits. Listen, they're not doing any reporting on that show last night. They're parading that in front of you and me for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But they get away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you understand? I'm disjointed here, but do you understand my point?
Yes.
kind of?
Yeah, yeah. I think that the reporting aspect comes into it with that guy, John Quinones, who I really think is the only reporter on that show that's worth his spit.
Yeah.
When he goes over the border to see how easy that you know, that's the type of thing that, you know, I
it's
know
all
with the
sensationalism,
guy,
though,
it's sensationalism with the guy, and I give you that. But as far as, you know, with stuff like that, at least there was information at the end when he goes into Mexico and he's got the guy behind the counter. And they confront the guy and say, hey, you know, how did you do this? And you see what happens. I mean, that's something, I just put it in the category of something I never knew that you could actually go into Mexico, walk into a pharmacy, and buy unbelievable prescription narcotics without a prescription and just walk out, take it back over the border. That was something I didn't know.
Broyhill and I are going to Mexico this weekend.
but I'll tell you, most of it, 99% of that report was sensationalist.
You get
crap.
My point, though?
Yes. Absolutely.
That they present it, they like to think that they're at a higher level than American Journal or Inside Edition.
Absolutely. And Dateline NBC the same way.
They're just as bad.
Absolutely.
And somehow, if we ever got into that topic, into that arena,
we would be yelled at.
We'd be lambasted.
Of course.
How can those two guys have a discussion on their show about such a blah, blah, this is what's wrong. But meanwhile, you dress up that mannequin, Stone Phillips.
Sure.
You dress him in a nice suit. And suddenly it's okay, it's news.
And it's creeping its way into the NBC Nightly News and ABC World News Tonight. And one of the things that I guess Dan Rather was saying is that they're at CBS trying not to do that as much, and you don't see it as much. I mean, I know there are network and all that, but they're really not. When we're talking about CBS television, it's a different entity and all that. And you know something? I don't think they do it as much at CBS News, but when you're seeing things that are completely exploitive, on Dateline, on Primetime Live, you're absolutely right.
And here's, I guess my point, I don't mind it. Okay,
right.
You understand?
Right.
I don't mind it if it's presented to me in such a way, it's like, listen.
Call it what it is.
This is schlock. We're putting it on now because we know you're going to watch this.
Right.
A guy who drugs women and have sex with them, and his wife is pregnant, and she's got a kid. But it's the type of buildup you would see on an Inside Edition.
When they say something along the lines of, tonight, something everyone should know, or something you'll find troubling. Tonight, you're sitting there, and you're saying to yourself, I'm going to get information out of this piece. And then when they broadcast it, they put it on the air, and all of a sudden, at the end of the report, you're saying to yourself,
right.
What the hell did I learn? I just was watching a train wreck.
Just presented to me as a train wreck.
Right.
And I'll watch it. Listen, I'll watch it either way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to tell you I'm above it, because I'm not. Because
no,
I'll watch
neither
it.
Am I.
It just pisses me off when they have a holier-than-thou attitude.
You feel ripped off at the end when you see something like that, because they're saying we're going to do our journalism here, and then at the end you realize no, you put a camera in front of a train wreck and you let us see the picture.
I kind of knew it was never going to be anything good.
Right.
It's just that they presented it from the beginning. Yeah, Buzz.
It'd be illegitimate if they told you what you could do to fix it or how to change it or stop it. But like you said, they sensationalism.
That's a cop out too. That's something to do at the end of Geraldo, where they have people screaming for an hour at each other. Then they say, now we're going to bring a counselor out to talk to these people. That's a cop out too.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Hi, this is James, Sioux City.
Boy, I bet I've worked up a big fart now. I bet I go in the room during the next break, and I bet I top the last one I had.
Well, you can't do that.
I think so.
That's incredible. Yeah, well, way to challenge yourself.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I called KKMA.
Yes, yes.
And I got through, and they gave me a Roger, who's a sales manager, and I asked him if it's true, if they're going to take you off the air, and he said, not at this point. He goes, but in the... You know, if it happens in the future, he's not sure about it right now.
See, now, first off...
If what happens?
If they take you off the air.
No.
If they take you off the air.
Okay, hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
First, it's a bad sign that they put you through to a sales manager when you're obviously calling the radio station to ask them a programming question.
Right.
And second, you know, the guy in the sales department should just say yes, you know. Don and Mike will be with us forever. Goodbye.
Something's obviously really going on.
Right?
If people are getting these kind of answers, something is going on.
Right? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We appreciate your call of your station. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi. My name is Tatum.
You know what we should do, Mike? We should go to Mexico. We should get some of those drugs. Then we should fly to Sioux City. We should give them to everybody at the station. And then we should violate everybody at the station.
That'll take care of it.
And videotape ourselves doing it.
That'll keep our show on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi. My name is Tatum.
Yes.
And I'm calling from Sioux City, Iowa. And I'll tell you one thing right now. If they take you off, I'm going to be one pissed puppy.
Well, listen, we don't know.
You guys make my day. Every day I go to pick up my daughter from school, you guys just make me laugh hilariously. I mean, me and my husband just love you guys. And I'll tell you another thing. I think farts are hilarious.
God bless you, man.
I think they are.
And I'll tell you something, Tatum, that after I say O'Neill, I've got to be king of the Tatums, right?
You are king of the Tatums. Yeah. We were all thinking it. Yeah, I can't think of another
Tatum.
Jack Tatum.
What?
I'll give that to you.
Wow.
I'll give that to you.
With a Tatum, you got to give me the last name.
Turner.
Pardon me?
Turner is my married name.
Well, we're doing the Tatum game, though.
We're playing the Tatum game. Mike's king of the Tatums, though, because he got Jack Tatum, former Oakland Raider.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the support.
I hope to God you guys don't go off the air.
Or what you do to your tires. You rotate them.
My tires?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
All right. King of the Tatums.
Thank you.
Don't go crazy with it. We'll be right back. We have three. We have three farts.
Okay.
That we'll play for you now.
From three separate people.
Yes. Here's the first one from somebody on the show. Only three guys out of the seven guys on the show thus far have come through.
Yeah, and that's disappointing.
All right, here's the first one. Very weak. Very weak.
God. Oh, man.
We won't even be able to use that one regularly on the air. All right, here's the next one. again, please.
Wait, that doesn't...
That's it? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And then this one.
Oh. Oh, my.
Okay.
I just got dizzy.
Play them before you can.
I just got dizzy. All the blood went to my head.
All right, that's somebody, and then... Here's somebody else, and then here's somebody else.
Oh, my God.
Okay. One more time. And. 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 There you go right there. Those are three out of the seven.
So much background noise.
Yeah. Poor engineering. Rob. Oh, that's okay. That's okay, buddy.
Wow.
Doing your best.
Well, you know, it tells me that outside of one of those, and I'm not trying... I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it now.
Why?
I was going to say I'm trying to suck up, but that would give it away. And, you know, outside of one of those, I think that the other two, as devastating as it is, I have to go back into the studio.
Yeah, you're going to have to give it a best effort, Mike.
I can't believe it. Now that, you know, I feel like the pressure's back on my shoulders.
All right, well, I'm going to identify these then. Because okay. I think a lot of people probably have identified them already, right?
Yeah, I think so.
This one is Rob A. All right. And this one is Mike. And this one's me.
Don. Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Don, man.
Thank you.
Man, oh, man.
I want to thank Wolfgang Puck.
Terrific job.
My trainer for this event.
You really came to play today.
Once again. And listen, I promise you, I'll do better.
Yes. And, hey, for everybody else, come on
Yeah,
now.
Get on the stick.
Let's go.
So to speak. This is Rob. This is Mike. This is me. Okay, now we're expecting a tape from Broyhill.
Absolutely. Broyhill will not disappoint.
Jimmy the intern.
Yes.
Cannon Grace, our phone answerer.
That's right. We need a new performance from Rob and myself.
And Buzz Burbank, do you feel anything brewing?
Still nothing.
Still nothing.
Will there ever be anything?
I don't know.
You don't.
Will you promise me you'll try?
I'll try.
For the good of the show?
For the good of the show.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
You promise?
Promise.
You swear to God?
Swear to God.
Say it. Say, I, Buzz Burbank. Swear to God.
Swear to God.
I'll try to fart.
No, I can't put that in the same sentence with God.
Look at how laid back you are. You are the laid back of laid back.
Oh, Buzz, we've got a break and we'll
be right back.
I will take.
Is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Let's get some beer and chicks and have a real party.
Some decisions are just too important to be made without beer.
They put the F-U in the word fun. Don and Mike.
And if you're just getting in your car wondering about the recording session that we had in the studio today, It's ongoing. And as of yet, not everyone on the show has completed their assignment.
Yeah, a few people have not responded well to the pressure.
Some of us continue to go in the studio, though, and perform our best work.
Some of us have blown the competition away today. Some of us should be very proud.
I'm king of the farts.
Good job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I thank you, and I thank Wolfgang.
Hello.
My man, Wolfgang Puck.
The Puckster.
The Puck Man.
The Man of Buxton. Yeah.
The Pucker.
A Pucker.
A Pucker.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Wow.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
How's it going?
Going great, thanks.
I was just wondering if you had a chance to take a look at the film I sent you about a week and a half ago.
Which film? Is this the guy that sent... Some guy sent us a movie of... I think it's the one we've seen of the Rifleman.
Oh, yeah.
Having sex with a dog or something.
Yeah, we've seen that one.
No, there was no dogs or rifles or sex. Nope. I sent it out about 3 weeks ago. I thought you might have got it by now.
What is that sound in the background?
That is a psychotic parrot.
A psychotic parrot?
Yes, it is.
Have you called the show before?
Yes, I have. I called you, and it was about a few months ago, and we were almost finished. It's a movie I produced.
Hold on a second. You're not the guy that sent us this goofy picture, are you?
Yeah, that's me.
Remember? Don't you remember we goofed on this picture in the office, Mike's publicity picture?
I don't remember.
Was it me and you that goofed on it, Rob?
That's the first time I have seen that picture.
Yeah.
Hi there. How is this going?
Greetings, Don and Mike. My name is Adam Marinovich. Is that you?
Uh-huh.
And what, you sent us a movie?
Yeah, I called you about a few months ago, and we were almost done with it, and you told me to send it up to you.
Oh, look at this headshot, huh?
Boy, super stud. Is that your sexiest look there?
Are you pouting?
Yes, I'm very ill.
How come you don't have a shirt on?
A shirt? I do have a shirt on. It's just a, you can't see it in the picture.
What is that, a sport? What, you wear a tank top?
Yes, I think so. No, I had a regular shirt on. It was just unbuttoned tag, and you can't see it over the coat.
Well, listen, who knows how good this movie is that you sent us a copy of? I remember I saved your correspondence.
It's as good as the picture.
Well, see, I know that you like crap, Don. I know that you like serious crap, so I sent it, I was hoping you'd watch it.
But what I, well, you know, if I get a chance, I'd be more than glad to watch it. What I would like to talk to you about, though, is the P.S. here.
Uh-huh.
Where you write that you're currently a server at Red Lobster.
Yes, uh-huh.
And when the line... Now, listen to this. I'm a server at Red Lobster, and when the lines in the lobby are long and the guests have to sign a waiting list, I now write Michael Torres at the top. Nothing makes me and my friends laugh harder than hearing the 80-year-old hostess repeating, I'm looking for Michael Torres. Is Michael Torres still here?
Yes, we do that quite often now.
There you go. You know, hey, whatever gets you through that day, that's creative energy right there.
Listen, Adam,
yes.
Looking at the picture, you know, maybe you're better suited to be a director than an actor.
Well, I directed it also.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But thank you.
What's it about?
It's kind of a gangster film. These two brothers are going to fake one of the brothers' death to get out of a debt from the mob. But one of the brothers is getting it on with the other brother's wife, so he's going to actually try to kill him in the process.
And you're right here in the letter. You entered this in that Sundance Film Festival?
Yes, uh-huh.
Really?
Have you been making movies for a long time?
No, this is my first film.
Really?
Did you do it on VCR, on VHS?
I'm sorry?
Is it done on videotape or real movie?
Oh, no, it's on real film, yes.
Oh. Well, did it have any kind of a budget?
Our budget was almost close to $100,000, right under $100,000.
Do you mention us in the movie?
Actually, I was hoping to put you in the credits, but I didn't know if you would crash on it or not.
Parrot didn't like that.
What's that? The parrot is a big fan also.
That's really a parrot.
What is that parrot saying?
You don't have like a person there duct taped in a cage, do you?
No, this is actually a parrot, and it's a military macaw, and they just freak out all the time if you don't speak to them.
And really? What makes it go nuts?
I don't know. It does that all day.
Ignore it.
What is its name?
Nikki.
Nikki. All right, we'll turn your back to Nikki.
Okay. I'm not looking at Nikki now.
And if you talk when you're not looking at Nikki, will Nikki go mental?
Sometimes. When I'm near the bird, it tries to attack me. It hates me, so I don't have much to do with
it. Oh, the bird hates you.
It hates me with a passion.
Well, no wonder. You're the man that keeps it in the cage. You know, that's what I say to my wife with the birds that we have all the time. My wife wonders how come when she goes to buy the birds go... They hiss at her.
Do you tell her to free them?
I swear to God I've said that. You know, no wonder the birds hate you. Look at you. Put them right by a window. Where they can see everything doing outside. Right.
Would they survive in the climate here?
They would, except my wife clips their wings.
Oh.
You know, they clipped, and one of them's only got 1 foot.
So they couldn't, walk around the woods.
No, they couldn't, but they're dying to get outside. And she wonders how come the birds hate us so much. I said, well, how would you like it? If you had to live in a cage, you know, you had to poop into this same thing that only gets changed if someone in our family happens to remember it every once in a while.
What if you made it like those falconers do, where you tied a little piece of twine around the bird's leg and let it fly around for a while? Would that
I
be?
I would actually love to do that, so, and I hope it would never come back.
God, well, you don't like your bird.
Well, I do not like it.
Well, listen, you know, I can't get rid of the birds because I've got a wife and a son that are very attached to them, but if you're a single guy, why don't you just let the bird go?
I would, but it's just that it cost around $1,500.
Ooh.
So...
What kind of bird is it again?
A military macaw.
A military macaw.
Could you make it into a nice pair of boots or something?
I was thinking about making a nice little coat out of it.
Like a handbag out of it?
Why do they call it a military macaw?
Because the feathers are mostly green, and I almost had it for Thanksgiving. I really did.
God,
but I'm
really
very nice at the bird. It's my father's bird, actually.
What happens? Put your face up against the cage and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, the bird now is making no noise.
The room. This is how loud it is. I don't go near it. It's probably just going to hiss at me.
That would make a nice change purse, wouldn't it?
Okay,
that bird?
Right at the cage now. I'm going to get killed for this.
Listen, I promise we're going to call the lady who's got the house made of beer cans in a moment.
What's the bird doing?
It's looking at me, and it's opening its mouth.
Yay!
It just took a big snap at me. But
that's what our birds do. They don't hiss, but they kind of...
that's the exact noise.
And that's... I read a book that said that's when they're pissed off.
They don't like you.
It
of course.
To me. It never... See, it won't scream if I'm right here at the cage, but if
I
go away...
Do you have a cordless phone?
Yes.
All right, walk away from the cage.
Okay, let's see.
I guess when you think of the cruelty of it, when you're going to...
Absolutely.
Got a creature put on this earth to fly, which is the ultimate freedom.
Right.
And then you put it in like a 2x2 cage.
And not to mention the fact, you know, that our cat jumps up on the table, and our cat with its paws...
Threatening it with death every day.
Constantly going, oh, I want to eat you.
Right.
I want to eat you. How come I can't open this cage?
If you let these birds go, the other birds in the wild will attack them and try to kill it. So there it goes.
Ah, there you go.
It's crazy. This is what I have to put up with all day.
I can't imagine why you would hate that bird.
Wow. All day. And, you know, this is over the... I'm across the house right now. And this is how loud it is.
Wow. All right, well, listen, Adam, I promise I'll try to make an effort to watch this movie.
Okay. I figured it was right down your alley, so...
All right, but don't count on it.
Okay.
Okay, I just like giving my best effort.
You can love your pets, but just don't love your pets.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
All right, thank you, Adam.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Imagine the next meal at Red Lobster, somebody saying, Marge, this doesn't taste like a lobster tail.
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Don and Mike Show. And who is that Michael Torres that they keep calling for? That was the best part of the guy's letter. He is from Iva, South Carolina. So thank you, Adam.
All right.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was reading this article in this paper about Larry King. There's this woman, husband, I guess before Larry got famous, loaned Larry King $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has since died. Now she's a widow, and Larry's worth millions. And she asked that Larry pay the money back because she needs it. Larry refuses to pay it. He says, I don't remember it. And he referred her to his lawyer. There's a banker in the same area that remembers the incident because it was at a golf place.
Hold on a second. What newspaper are you talking about? Where are you calling from?
I can't remember exactly what paper, but you know what I can do? I can fax you. If I can find it at home, I can fax you the story out of the paper.
What paper do you think it was?
Where are you from?
I'm in Chico, but it wasn't a Chico paper. I read it in some East Coast paper I was looking through.
One of the tabloids, I saw a similar article the other day, and I don't remember either, but one of the tabloids had the similar story. And when Larry filed for bankruptcy, he promised to pay everybody back.
Yeah, that's one, yes.
And apparently this is one lady who didn't get paid back.
All right, well, get us the story. Maybe we can research it and call her up.
Okay, well, let me get your fax number from somebody, and I'll see if I can find it, and I'll fax it to you tomorrow.
All right, gotcha.
Excellent.
Hold on. Well, that's not a secret number. It's 1-800-636...
Something spilled.
6410. I'll fax it to you tomorrow before your show.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Bye bye.
I'm Larry from the corner. I don't owe you nothing. Call my lawyer.
And this was the grossest moment of Larry on Regis and Kathy Lee today. Here you go.
How about a baby? Let's cut to the chase. How about a little kiglet?
I'd like to be a father. I miss children.
Yeah.
Baby. I like babies, and I think Sean would like a baby.
All right. Well, so it's settled right here, right now.
So gross. That is so gross.
Larry wants a baby.
Oh God.
Very scary.
Can you imagine how old that frog would be when his kid went to high school?
Oh man. Get daddy an egg cream. I'm Larry. I'm old. I'm very old. I'm curious.
It's like, hey, what, Green Bay? Lansing, Michigan.
Boy, it's great to have a baby. I like the baby, but I like making it better.
Okay.
Larry King.
Well, listen, we will call the lady who's made the house out of beer cans.
Yes.
Right after this.
Okay.
Boy, Mary, that's incredible.
Yes.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine.
You big beer drinker?
Yes. I had a good teacher.
You, your late husband, I guess, was a big beer drinker also?
Oh, yes. He loved his beer.
And is it all the beers that are on your house, were they all consumed by you or your husband or friends of yours?
No. Well, friends. We had help from our friends, yes.
Yeah, big beer drinking community?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, most of them German people.
German. You can never trust a German. That's my motto on this show. Hey, listen, Mary.
Trust a man who doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, even better, Mary.
Here, here.
Of the 50,000 beer cans that you have on your house, what is the number one brand you have up there?
Well, just anything that was on special.
So you got a variety. You got any of those?
I have a variety, yes.
You got any of those imported German beers up there?
Well, we've had people send us some beer from Germany and from the Netherlands and things like that.
Now, is the beer cans, are they all just stapled to the roof, or do you actually have them on the walls of your house also?
They're on the walls of the house, you know, like siding. So I have aluminum siding now.
Is there any beer odor around the house?
No.
No, you sanitize the cans before you put them up?
Oh, yes.
Do they get rusty?
No, not aluminum.
Well, not aluminum. Aluminum doesn't rust.
And wow. Do people mistake you? Like, you know the guy McLeod, Dennis Weaver? Remember, he built a house that was out of cans and old tires, but he did it because he was, like, into the environment and stuff.
Are you environmentally friendly there, Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We recycle everything.
And about how many beers do you have a day?
Oh, I only have one now.
One a day?
Yes.
Uh-oh. But back in the heyday.
Back in the heyday, my husband drank six or eight every day.
Six or eight every day.
Wow.
Yeah, surprised he's gone.
Yes.
Is what's your favorite beer?
Oh, I don't know. I think I like Shiner Bock.
Scheinerbach.
Scheinerbach.
Ja, das ist der Scheinerbach.
Scheinerbach.
All right.
Scheinerbach, I hardly knew her.
That's good beer.
Well, Mary, we just wanted to say hi to the woman who has a house covered with 50,000 beer cans.
That's fine. Wow.
That was kind of unusual. It caught our eye.
Yeah.
Do you ever get any complaints from the neighbors?
No, because most of the neighbors we've known, you know, ever since we've been here, which was in 1942.
Oh, you've been there since 42?
Yeah.
So you used to have 6 to 8 beers a day. Now you only have one?
Yeah.
When do you have it? First thing in the morning?
Well, I never did drink 6 or 8. But
oh, you never did, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Do you like harder stuff, Mary?
What? Like what?
Do you like harder stuff, harder than beer?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Sure?
Yeah.
Well, what would be your high octane of preference? What would you prefer?
Oh, well, I guess I like Shiner Bock.
And there it is again.
Yeah.
Shiner Box or whatever she said.
A little brewery in Shiner, Texas.
Oh, okay. Shiner, Texas.
Shiner, Texas. Okay. Mary, a pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
And thank you for your time.
All right.
You ever hear of a man named Rudy Martsky?
No.
No?
No. Well, he's going to be decorating his house.
All right. Well, thank you. Mary, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
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 I bet with all those beer cans, that house is Technicolor.
Hello. I didn't want to ask if her husband like died of liver failure or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. 6 to 8 a day.
Mm. It hasn't hurt you, Mike. Hello.
I feel fantastic.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Well, she was a nice lady. I thought she'd be a little bit more of a kook.
Yeah.
You look at the picture. It looks like a big gingerbread house there.
It's very, very nice, and I would think that the neighbors probably are thrilled.
Hello.
Hi.
It's got to help with property values.
Oh, absolutely. I want the house that's decorated with beer cans.
Or even better, sell me the house next door to the house that's decorated with 50,000 beer cans.
Well, you know, if you're a real beer lover, you might get free beer out of old Mary. Give her a big, nice case of Scheinerbach.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling to talk, not to talk to the guy, but to let the guy know who called, who directed the movie, that he could probably sell his bird, his macaw that was loud and screaming.
Yes.
And that he should look into selling it because it is worth, hopefully, the money.
We think he should eat it. Hello?
With some Scheinerbach.
Yeah. Don and Mike show.
Perfect.
Shiner Bach.
Hello.
I don't know why. Hi. That's making me laugh.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, yeah. Calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I just recently turned you guys on here about 2 days ago on
yeah, buddy.
Hot Talk Radio here in Albuquerque.
Roger that, sir.
Cutting edge, baby.
You guys are fabulous, man.
Thank you. You too.
You guys do a wonderful job of raising the stink now and then.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Great.
Good work, guys. And I'll have a beer for you guys this afternoon.
Okay. Hey. Thank you.
Make a shiner box, buddy.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
That's a good speech.
Bye-bye. Why'd that guy talk so funny?
Maybe he was a radio guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Lisa. How you guys doing?
You know, Lisa, doing great. You know, I just had a feeling that, what if that guy was like a plant from the radio station?
Oh.
You know, we don't get a lot of calls from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
God, sure. That would be awful, wouldn't it? Some guy like a program director going, listen, I love the show. You guys are great. And we especially like having you on down here in Albuquerque, the station.
Well, I guess not. I guess that guy was on the level.
Some guys actually really sound like that. And it's very scary when they do.
You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a Christmas joke for you.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think it might make you laugh.
Christmas joke alert.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, you know that Santa has those 8 reindeer and then Rudolph is the 9th? Do you know there's a 10th reindeer?
Is there?
Yeah, you know what his name is?
What?
Olive.
Olive?
Yeah. Olive, the other reindeer.
All right, David Hainlein, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That was excruciatingly painful.
Please, no more jokes. Hello.
Hey, this is Brian down in Austin. I was just wondering why you're making fun of Shiner Bach. It's an excellent beer.
I am not making fun of it. I am paying tribute to it.
We never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's like probably the most popular beer in Austin.
Shiner Bach. Wow. Drink enough of it and you get a shiner.
Thank you.
And you can go watch the Ice Bats.
Okay, see you later.
When I'm watching the Ice Bats, I like a nice, big, tall Shiner Bach.
Now listen. We have that trip to NYC to give away.
New York City!
And we're going to do it right now. But listen, it's kind of a convoluted way. I'm going to try to involve some different people.
Very good.
In winning this contest. I want to do a little thing with the phone booths again.
Okay.
Where we're going to have folks go to phone booths in their various cities. Now, I used to have a whole big book with phone booth locations, but it was always outdated.
Right.
So we're going to ask you now, if you're out and about listening to our show in any of the 53 to 54 cities we broadcast to, stop at a phone booth right now in a highly populated area and call us at 1-800-636-1067.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll check back with you and give you a chance to see how many people show up at the phone booth. And for the city that has the most amount of people showing up...
The first individual there.
No. All those people will win... Listen, it's really convoluted.
Oh, it is.
All those people will win key tags.
Okay.
But one person at the winning city
will win
the trip to New York City.
New York City!
That is a little convoluted.
That's okay.
But just stick with me. It's the phone booth game. And if you want to be the captain for your team, get to a location now and call us at 1-800-636-1067.
The city that gets the most people there will get a chance to win the trip to
New York City!
Right. And everybody gets the plastic key tags.
Good.
In the winning city. So get out to the phone booth now and give us a call, and we'll find the three cities that we will pit against each other after this break. Oh, and I wanted to play the tape. I'm so proud of someone sitting in the next room, Buzz Burbank. Listen to this beauty that he gave us.
Wow!
Buzz.
God bless you, Buzz. God bless you.
Thank you.
God, I'm proud. I'm so proud of you. I am proud of you.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That's
all Buzz.
Oh, man. You didn't disappoint.
You didn't disappoint.
God, man. You're the greatest. You have no idea how happy that makes us.
So embarrassed.
From the butt of Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Buzz?
Yes?
Wichita salutes you. I hope your dad's listening today.
I'm sure he is.
Oh, my God.
After all that talk about how all this was above you and stuff.
Now, didn't you lay another one down?
Yes, I did, but that one hasn't been brought in yet.
Oh, okay. And, you know, we haven't heard my second effort yet, which, you know, the first effort pales in comparison.
All right, here's my best one. Okay.
Well, that sounds a lot like Buzz.
Does it, Mike? You think so?
That's Buzz.
Huh. Yeah.
You know, you're playing. That's you?
Yeah.
That's Buzz. They really sound almost... You guys could be twins.
Hard to tell the difference.
Really?
Yeah, really. There is... It's difficult telling that...
That's amazing. Because they're like snowflakes, don't you know?
I wrote that down.
Okay. It's really my fart.
Oh.
It's really mine.
Oh.
I just kind of goad and buzz into it.
You really sold it.
I know.
I took a hook, line, and sinker.
See, I thought Buzz would say something. I thought Buzz would protest. Like, yeah. Hey, listen, that's not my fart. I'm not into that.
Oh, that's why it's identical.
That's why it sounds so much like mine, Mike.
Now I'm all bummed again. See? Right. Now I'm all bummed.
But you got to admit, I got some good ones. You know, let me hear how those sound. Rob, will you grab me? Never mind, I got it right here. Just let me see how these sound with this.
Do you like snacking? Because, first of all, you're gorgeously fit.
I like eating, but I dieted for you.
You did?
Do you know what that's like to diet? Because I love food. I love, love, love to eat.
How long did you diet for me?
I would say 5 days.
Oh, my Lord. You know what I did for 5 days?
No.
Eight? I had diarrhea. I did. I was so nervous. I did. I had the little view.
That's a great way to eat.
It is.
They have authenticity. That's what it is.
It works.
Authenticity.
Hail to the king.
All right. But Buzz, you've once again let us down on this.
I know.
So if you wouldn't mind going in that studio and trying to give us a good effort, okay?
And has anybody else rallied today?
Broyhill's trying.
I can't believe something's wrong with Broyhill.
Broyhill is really trying. We got to do a break and we'll be back.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Shari Lewis. What's your name?
My name is Larry Williams.
How do you do? This is my friend Lamb Chop.
Hello.
My name is Larry Williams.
Shari, don't forget me. Oh, sorry. This is my other friend, Charlie Horse. How do you do? Very happy to... Glad to see. How do you do?
My name is Larry Williams.
You know, Lamb Chop and Charlie Horse and I were wondering about you. Yeah, we wondered what you're like and who you are.
I am the dick.
How big you are. How big are you?
Yeah, I got a dead long. And that big around. I got a good...
Very big? Let me see. Stand up.
Bam! I got a made of gold. I got a good...
Did you bump your head on the ceiling? No. That's good.
I got a beautiful... I got a lovely...
Can you imagine what it would be like to be that big?
And it can 24 hours a day. Around the clock. I got to go around the clock.
Yeah, me too.
Broadcasting with all of their hearts, souls, and boogers. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, baby.
Baby.
Football's on tonight.
Yeah, Thursday night football game. Was it Tennessee?
Who cares? That's what I just said to Rob. Rob said to me, are you excited? Who's playing tonight? That was my answer. Who cares? Cincinnati and Tennessee. Yeah. Crap game.
Yeah, you're right about who cares.
But who cares? It's on.
Yeah.
There's football on TV tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Seinfeld is a repeat.
Yes, he is.
And so are the friends who are no friends of mine.
Right.
So I'll watch that. And for those of you who are wondering about the big recording session that we had today, we've decided to just let the session go for the next couple of days.
Okay.
To give everybody on the show, a chance to exercise their freedom of speech.
Yes, let the stragglers still participate.
And hopefully in the next day or two, when everyone from the show contributes... Buzz, we will have all of them together, and then we will present them for you, and then we'll have some new fresh farts.
All right, so it'll be an open mic.
As fresh as farts get, yes. Yeah, right.
Open mic night.
Now we're going to try to give away this trip to New York City.
New York City!
Trip courtesy of HBO. It's a trip there on December 19th. Your trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the Prince Nassim fight.
Prince Nassim!
And two nights hotel accommodations. Tune into HBO December 19th and watch all of the action.
Aye.
Now we're going to get the first three cities that call in. And I think we got some cities standing by, folks at phone booths.
Good.
And then you, listening to the show in the car, you go to the phone booth. And when you sound off with your name,
yes,
you'll count off.
Right.
You'll say, number one, Don. Number two, Mike. Number three, Buzz. Number four, Rambe. And then after we select the winning phone booth, we'll select a number at random, and that person will win the trip to New York City.
There you go.
I know it's very confusing, but at least it's different, huh?
It's something new.
Give me some credit. Hello, Kendra.
Yes.
Kendra, male or female?
Oh, I'm a female.
Female, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you never know now.
That's true.
Okay, I suppose.
Kendra, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sioux City.